you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian John Heffron in the studio later this week. He's at the Funny Bone coming up. We miss Steve-O. Steve-O flew in Thursday night, last Thursday, expecting to be here Friday morning. But then Colleen said, oh, no, those guys are on vacation. So Steve was in town. Sorry you missed him. He's a fun guest. I know he kicked ass at the Bone this weekend. And we got this Heffron, Petey Mack will be here. Is it Mr. Skin Week?
No, okay. Next week.
And who else you mentioned, too?
Cleet Blakeman
tomorrow.
NFL referee Cleet Blakeman.
I will mention this, though, because they're having a looks like there's going to be a rule change, too. In the fourth quarter, the team that receives the ball, the team that has to kick off, you have an option, instead of the onside kick to try to get the ball back, you get fourth and 15 from your own 35. It's only in the fourth quarter. When I first heard it, I thought, I don't really like this. Because knowing the Steelers always give up fourth and 15s. They do. They're famous, my dad and I. And I looked at, I thought it was just me joking about my team. Like, right. You always think it's your team.
Yes.
I looked this up a while back, and they're literally, third and 13, third and 15, third and 16. They always give up third and 17, and they always do it. And then when they're like third and a one and a half, they'll stuff them. So I looked it up finally. I said, they were like one of the last in the past couple, two or three years ago, when Dad and I were joking about this, they were like one of the last worst teams in the league giving up third. So I'm thinking, please, no, fourth and 15 means they're going to throw a pass for 16 yards and get the ball back.
Every time. But the team kicking the ball,
yes,
who had just scored, says,
instead of kicking onside kick, because you have to get the ball back, obviously, because you might be down by a bunch.
We'll take it here.
And your own 35.
And we get one shot.
One shot. Fourth and 15.
To pick that up.
Yeah, to pick it up. You don't get it. The other team gets the ball there.
Yeah.
Gets the ball right there.
If you pick the 35.
Yes.
Yeah, if you pick it up.
Or wherever it lands. Yeah, you don't get it.
Yeah, if you pick it up, you get that first and 10 at the 20. You'd be right there at the red zone.
Right.
Now, what does the AAF do? Because there is a onside conversion.
I don't know. I've left the AAF on a few times, but I really haven't paid attention to it.
Because I think instead of going for the two-point conversion, you say, if we get this conversion, we're going for the onside conversion.
Right.
And if you convert, then you get the football again.
That must be it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I don't know if it's the same yard line or how they do that, but yeah.
I don't know where they put it. But
they say this is going to pass because only one guy against it in the NFL.
Hmm.
So this is going to piss off a lot of us because our team is going to give up a fourth and 15. If you're down and an onside kick is your only option, you're going to do this. Much easier. I mean, an onside kick is hardly...
Well, when they took away the run-up to the onside kick this year, you have zero chance of getting
it. But even with the run-up, plus it didn't happen a whole hell of a lot.
But you had a chance.
You had a chance. But I think you have a better chance of fourth and 15.
Oh, yeah. Than recovering an onside kick?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because you can still give up a touchdown, I'm guessing. You know, in that play.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. So the defense can't just play within the 15 yards to keep somebody from getting there.
No.
You can all go behind. Yeah, so you're right. So.
Yeah, they could go for it all if they wanted.
Well, you're going to have to play tight. Yeah, whatever. That's way in the woods there. Jesus. Or the weeds. Excuse me.
Whichever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Or the woods. I'd like to see that phrase catch on.
Well, you ain't the sharpest bulb in the drawer.
All right. It is Gene Shalit's birthday. You remember Gene Shalit?
Of course I do. Big Stash. Yeah.
Big Stash. He was the movie reviewer on the Today Show for years.
Late
correct?
70s and the 80s, yeah.
And the 90s.
Oh, he was? He made it through
the 90s? Even in the ooze, I think.
Really? Is he still with us?
Yeah, he's still with us. So is Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, they're both old as dirt. Who's older?
Who is older?
Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, I was going to say Gloria Steinem.
Just guessing.
Older than Gene Shalit?
Shot in the dark.
I'm waiting for Todd to do his looking up stuff here. I'm not sure what he's doing.
Don't cheat.
I'm going to go with Gene Shalit.
All right.
Although, yeah, conventional wisdom would say.
Now the conventional wisdom means either one of these, actually.
Or you're Steiner. Yeah, because Gene you always was, see Gene Shalit sitting down.
And also in the late 70s, Gene Shalit, he always looked old. He looked older.
He's always looked old. Yeah. The reason I said something about him sitting down is because we're going to play Who's Taller as well.
Okay.
Oh. But Gene Shalit is 93.
Oh, he's older than Gloria Steinem.
Wow.
Yeah, Gloria Steinem, 85.
Oh, my God.
Who's older? I'm sorry, who's taller?
Gloria Steinem's probably taller.
I don't know. Gene Shalit didn't seem like a little guy.
I'm going to go Gene Shalit now.
I'm going Gloria Steinem.
Taller when he was younger, too, by the way, because he probably shrunk.
And this is him standing up, not sitting down like we've seen him for 100
years. Stretched out.
Yeah, Gloria Steinem, 5'9".
She was not short. I know that.
Gene Shalit, and even 6 feet.
Yeah! One and one for the new year.
Saved it.
For the spring season. It is opening.
That's right. It's a
opening
new season.
Day. Baseball's opening day Thursday, so it's opening day for us.
It's a new season.
New season.
So the taco guy from Central Florida.
Taco, 7'6".
Taco Fall, 7'6".
Cool to watch.
Tracy Wolfson, who does the interviews, mm-hmm. the brunette chick.
Right.
Yeah. Is 5'6". And she has to extend her arm, you know, fully over her head to get the microphone to his face.
They had this. There was a shot.
Her head comes up to the numbers.
There was a shot.
His numbers.
There was
a shot.
And you know she's wearing 3-inch heels.
There was a shot at the end of that game where a Duke guy was bringing the ball in and from underneath the basket, and it showed Taco standing in front of him. And it showed, and then the referee was shorter than the Duke guy. The Duke guy probably wasn't any shorter than 6'3", 6'4". And it just looked like a giant standing in front of him. It was a crazy-looking photo.
Tracy Wolfson probably looks like the Statue of Liberty interviewing him. Yeah. Just standing there, arms straight up in the air.
That's exactly what it was. He barely, he just has to get on his.
Funny. Just shows her arm up in the air, right, yeah.
He just has to get
tiptoes to dunk it.
Tiptoes. Barely has to leave the floor to dunk the ball.
And the camera guy's at half court to get them both in the shot.
Where's he from? Africa somewhere, right? I mean, not originally. I mean, isn't he from Africa? He's a foreign guy, isn't he?
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken.
Senegal.
Senegal, right. Yeah.
Dakar, Senegal.
Okay.
Right. I knew he wasn't an American kid.
Wow, and this
was he found by Kevin Bacon?
I think
the air up there?
Yeah.
That's another Scott Frost recruit. He recruited all the basketball players, too.
I texted Scott. I said, our Husker fans rooting for UCF. Is that your second favorite basketball team?
And I said, Scott did not leave the cupboard bare even when it came to the basketball team. And he could probably talk a lot of these guys, except for Taco,
who's
out of eligibility, I believe.
That program's on the rise at all sports, it looks
like. Come and play basketball at Nebraska.
Right.
Man, I think they talked about him being a little heavier than this, but they list him here at 7'6", 270. I think they mentioned yesterday.
He doesn't look that skinny, really. I mean, I don't think he looks that skinny for being 7'6".
I think they mentioned yesterday he was more like 305,
I was going to say,
310.
Yeah.
So he's probably put on some weight, but good Lord, he still looks really skinny.
Oh, he does. Well, for 305, not many guys are 305 and don't have a gut. I'd venture to guess nobody is 305 without a gut.
If you stretch 305 out across 7.5 feet,
you cannot have a gut.
You cannot have a gut.
All right. Apparently, 7'6" qualifies you as one of the tallest living people in the world.
How tall was Manute? We saw Manute play years ago.
I want to say he was right around
I thought he was 7'6" also, right?
7'7". I think him.
I think that my favorite giant guy was 7'7".
George Mureson.
Yeah, I think he might.
I thought they were both 7'7".
Look that up.
Like,
Who's taller, George Mureson and Manute Bol?
Does Manute Bol have a kid?
Yeah,
yeah. He plays for Oregon.
Bol, right?
He's going to be. Yeah. They say he's going to be a lottery pick this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't think of a different name. Just
and
named
Manute
Bol.
Bol is no longer with us.
No.
Yeah, Bol was 7'7".
And how old was that was my favorite giant? Which way? Very underrated movie. No, it sucks. It sucks.
George Mureson, 7'7".
All right.
Should we talk about that guy?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Sure.
Hey, baby, here's your handy news.
Why wouldn't he take the deal?
He's apologizing
because
he didn't do anything.
No, he did. They got on video.
No, he did.
He would have to admit to something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He would have to admit that he would have been found guilty.
And
he is apologizing after he was charged with a couple of misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution.
And take an STD test, they said, too.
He says he knows he's hurt and disappointed his family, his friends, his coworkers, and fans who
rightfully hold him
to a higher standard.
If you didn't do anything, why are you apologizing?
Says he has great respect for women and thanked the love of his life.
Whose love is life?
The next whore.
Could the love of his life be the dead wife?
Yeah, she is the dead wife, but, you know, you can cheat on your dead wife.
He said he hopes to use his platform to help others make a difference. He wants to be judged not by his words, but by what he did to those women.
First of all, I don't believe...
But by his actions.
I don't care about any of this. If you did it, you did it, and move on with your life.
He wants to regain confidence and respect. He hasn't lost any of those things.
None of it.
No.
Not from Patriot fan. In fact, I saw Patriot apologists. You know who I'm talking about. Saying, well, why are they offering him a deal? Well, because they just wanted to be get it out of the way. But if they want to see the video, we'll see the video.
And what did he do to those women other than generously tip them?
And that he did.
Yeah.
Admit they got it on video.
Yeah.
Why is he fighting it?
Yeah.
Every grown man knows it happened. Anybody conscious in America knows he got one.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why they arrested him.
Court of public opinion is out there, right? Does it matter if he's convicted or not? Is the league going to do anything about that?
That's what they're afraid. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to be suspended from the booth for a couple of games.
They certainly can.
They can.
Just for the bad PR.
Sure.
Well, they should. They would do it for a player.
Yeah.
They don't have to go by the law.
No.
They're the NFL. They make their own rules.
They can keep him out of his owner's booth for a month or
that's
so.
That's that tarnishing the shield thing, you know.
Which is basically what he got done.
Yeah. How much to tarnish the shield?
Right. What was it? $69, something like that? $59, what was it?
Yeah, I think it was $59 or $79.
Right. And he paid that on the way in.
Right.
And then when they had taken care of him, he tipped them each $100.
$100, that's right. And he hopped on his private jet to Kansas City.
All right.
Which we found out he could have got one down there, too, because we have a lot of Kansas City listeners who tell us there's a rub and tug right there.
Yeah, but he didn't necessarily know where it was.
No, he didn't.
He knew where this one was. He was there yesterday.
Well, all the billionaires in that area in Florida go there anyway, you know.
I got the impression from everything I read, he frequented that place.
Well, he was there 2 days in a row at least. Beyond that, I don't know.
What was the name of it? Something Orchids? Orchids of Asia?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody's writing that down.
Oh, they closed up pretty quick.
One closed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But in line of those strip mall places down there,
you can't find
somewhere.
A rub and tug in Jupiter, Florida anymore.
Tony's down there. Let's put Tony on that.
That's clear the other side.
But he's in Florida. We'll get Tony busted pimping for a rub and tug for us in Tampa, St. Pete.
He'd try and trade some advertising. Look, I can get you some advertising.
No, just go undercover and see if you can get one.
Because he's gonna have to do it on the cheap.
Right.
That's true. He could have to borrow money from his wife to go get a handy. That's confidence. You can do that.
That's an awkward conversation.
Somebody's got to do it.
It is.
The guys want me to try to get a handy, but I don't have $50.
We'll try to charm him out of a handy.
Yeah, his name doesn't mean anything down there. He's famous here. He's not famous down there. He's just a skinny black guy looking for some action.
The bill for last week's flooding in Nebraska expected to exceed $1.3 billion. The governor says that his state is strong and united.
Good for the people that were busting their ass to fix everything, because that happens all across the country. These floods are horrible.
Yes.
And people bust their ass everywhere in the country.
Steep losses to the agricultural community, crops destroyed,
huge.
Livestock died.
I have not seen a number of cattle killed.
Right.
I can't imagine.
Can't imagine. No question. Just a horrible deal. I know several people who have been majorly affected by this. Just lost their houses.
Lost their house. You told us that. You used to live in that area.
I know a couple as well.
Yeah. I mean, a little south of here, a little northwest of here, you know, just all over.
Colleen says she's got a family living in the comedy condo.
Good.
That are displaced. Yeah. I saw Colleen the other day.
Y'all go to the movie theater?
I saw The Dirt on Netflix.
That's not at the movie theater.
No, it's not. But I would have seen it in the movie theater.
I wanted to.
What else is out there? Yeah. Nothing out to see?
Nothing.
There's nothing out there to see? You looked?
Towards the end of the week, Us opened up, but I didn't know if I was brave enough to go see that.
Nah, that scares
alone
me. Yeah.
In a dark theater.
Exactly.
That's the latest Jordan Peele movie.
They don't show movies on Southwest.
They don't, no.
And they even get concerned if you try to drink two airplane bottles of vodka in about an hour's time.
I did the same thing.
They don't think you can make it.
She looked at me, not my play. It was 2:15 or something. I said, no, I need two.
Can I have two? You know this is a short flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I can put them both in a glass at the same time. And it really doesn't take me much longer.
That's why I'm only asking for two.
Yeah.
I got drunk at the bar before we took off, so relax, lady.
Yeah, that'll help him relax. Good idea. Yeah.
Relax.
I'm drunk already, so just chill.
Can you tell I'm drunk already? No, you can't, so two more ain't going to do it. Chill, man.
Us, the Jordan Peele movie, was number one, $70 million in its first week in the theaters. A bit of a surprise, they
that
said.
That dude's going to have some juice, man.
He's good, man.
Two movies in a row like that?
Yeah. Once again, Get Out to me was not strict horror. It was more suspense. So it was a great movie. This one looks really horror and looks scary as hell.
Yeah.
Looking out the window and the top of your driveway, just four people standing there holding hands. Just that picture alone freaks me out.
Well, no, Wassimi has a fine future as a filmmaker.
It would seem, yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Now, see, that's the kind of movie that would then end up like, oh, I'm turning off the lights, going to bed, and then I'm going to be seeing stuff outside the house.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't need that.
Right.
My daughter,
I don't need
my daughter, she watched
45 rattlesnakes underneath the house.
Right.
My daughter watched a lot of those kind of movies, and she watched a lot of crime shows. She's into that stuff. And then she was babysitting the other night, and she called us, and she was sitting by herself. The kids were sleeping, little baby something. Again. She's only about a block away from the house, and she's just freaking out. She goes, "Well, then don't watch all the
stop watching all the scary stuff.
Stop watching the babysitter's home, you know."
Does she watch that?
She watches all those crime shows.
Investigation, man. Discovery.
No, she actually watches the crime series, the CSIs and all those things.
Okay.
Yeah, she's into that stuff.
Because the other stuff, what'd you call that, Craig? Murder porn.
Murder porn, no. No. She did watch the Bundy stuff, though, for some reason. The Al Bundy murders.
Married with Children freaked her out.
Al was a charmer.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that.
I was really hoping to see a movie last week, but
there was nothing there,
Captain
really.
Captain Marvel, Madea.
At number two.
They're just nothing but crap.
That is crap. And by the way, usually in the winter, there is something besides those kind of movies.
Are you familiar with this new animated family film called Wonder Park?
Oh, Jesus, no.
That one got a thumbs down from the kid.
Okay.
She didn't want to see that. And I thank God.
That was number three, the young adult romantic drama, 5 Feet Apart.
Nope.
Did you see that one?
Nope.
You know, you may have to someday.
That's another one I looked at and went, oh, hell no.
You may have to someday when she gets a little older.
No, they go
no, by
themselves.
By that time, she'll be going with friends.
Right.
You'd like to think so. But
I'd drop her off.
And then How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. Already seen that.
Is there a new one of those every year?
No, this is just the third one.
That's the third
and the last
third
one.
And final. Yeah. It was a trilogy.
For some reason, my youngest daughter's into those.
Train Your Dragon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she got a kid now.
I know.
Well, so she watches it with the kid. And the kid's only one.
No, she has somebody watch the kid.
Okay.
And then goes out to the movie.
Oh, he doesn't have to go with her, does he?
Oh, no. Oh. You don't take a baby to a movie.
No, the husband.
The husband.
Oh, probably.
Oh, God.
Yeah, probably.
That's brutal.
Did Grandpa Todd have to babysit when they went to see that movie?
No.
No.
Get to.
Because Grandpa.
Sorry. You're right. Get to.
You don't babysit your own grandkid. Yeah, you actually
No,
do.
You,
yeah,
do.
You do.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
Do.
Right. You do. You do. You do.
Grandkid, grandparents babysit.
Grandpa Todd has got two vodkas. He babysits those.
He'll need two more.
Did Grandma Christy have to babysit, and was Grandpa Todd just there?
No.
And were the dogs the second line of defense?
No, we did not watch the child while she watched the movie. He went elsewhere.
All right.
He's got other places to go.
Yeah, he's got a place.
I got plans.
You got plans. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.